Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel launches the 12th annual Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this 12th annual Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. Matt, this campaign is now in its 12th season, and it is designed to educate and, if necessary, to litigate to make sure that Christmas is not censored. And also, it has several components. So some of it doesn't involve litigation. Some of it is involving the public sector, like the governmental sector, the private employment sector, and then the other is the private retailer. And with that, we have our naughty and nice list, which we'll go over in just a few moments. But this is the season to be able to get this information out. You can go to lc.org right there on the front page for more information on the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign.
Yeah, Matt, in all the years that Liberty Counsel has been doing the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign and all the years that you and I have talked about it on the radio, it seems that it's pretty standard. There's a group of the Grinches on the naughty list, and there's those who recognize and the reason for the season, the Christmas holidays. They don't just use that generic holiday broad brush. It seems like that's been pretty standard. You got the bad guys, the good guys, the Grinches, and so forth. But this year, boy, it kicked off with a bang, didn't it, with employees from the Denver Post. What happened there?
Yeah, the employees from the Denver Post, these are the people that are delivering the post, were told, here's some holiday cards you can give out. You better not give out any cards to people that have religious messages on it, because if you do, you will be terminated. So Liberty Counsel sent a letter to the Denver Post, and we're seeing what the response will be. But it's already starting, Matt, and we're just now entering the Christmas season. You know, what we want to do with the retailers is give people information about how they can make their shopping dollars matter, whether it's the Denver Post or something else. But on the retailers, these are national retailers. You can go to lc.org, print it off. As you shop for Christmas online or in stores, take a look at this. The good news is that the naughty list is very short. It's amazing. And it wasn't always like this. Over the years, they've moved over to the nice side because people have made their voices known. But here's a couple that are on the naughty side. Then we'll talk about some on the nice side. There's many. There's some that have never moved off the naughty side. These companies have never moved from the naughty side. American Eagle Outfitters, always from the day one, for all the years we've done this, have been on the naughty side. Garmin. Garmin has these nice little jingle, different songs that they say. Nowhere on their website, in their songs, in any area, does Garmin ever acknowledge Christmas, never acknowledges that it even exists. So they are on the naughty side. J.Crew Outfitters not only is so hostile to religion, but they actually say that we've heard from employees, they have a countdown clock. I don't know if they do it every year, but many years they've had a countdown clock counting how many days it is till Christmas. But it's not 20 days to Christmas. It's 20 days to the 25th. 19 days to the 25th. Well, what is the 25th? Well, I think it's called Christmas. Why don't they say Christmas? I mean, they go out of their way not to even use the word Christmas.
Yeah, you got to wonder about that. I mean, J. Crew is headquartered right in Lynchburg, Virginia, home of Liberty University, the town that Jerry Falwell built in large part. And you got to wonder, what is J. Crew Outfitters doing here?
Well, you know, Radio Shack is just like that. They've never been on the nice side. We not only have information about Radio Shack, but we also have their phone number and their email. So you can go online. You can get this naughty and nice list. You can call them. You can email them. And be nice when you do it. You don't want to become a Grinch yourself. Just tell Radio Shack if you're there in person, or you call or you email them, I'm going to shop at Best Buy this year or some other competitor. because I can get the same thing at another competitor, and you don't acknowledge Christmas, and they do. And for Radio Shack, you clearly have alternatives with regards to these other opportunities that are out there. So there's other electronic stores that you need to check out, and check out those stores. But you not only need to check out those stores, but when you go to a store or you see a store, if you're in a store, no matter how you're communicating with that store, if you're inside and you hear Christmas music that has Christian themes, Silent Night, The First Noel, then thank the cashier, thank the manager. Or if you see, as absurd as it sounds, a Christmas tree that's actually got a Christmas tree, rather than it's called Holiday Tree, as absurd as it sounds, tell the people, thank you for acknowledging Christmas. If you see Merry Christmas, tell them that. Give them the good compliments. On the other hand, tell them, you know, I'm not going to buy my Christmas tree here because you don't have Christmas trees. You only have holiday trees. I'm going to go to this other retailer, and I'm going to buy a Christmas tree. Thank you very much. When you change, I'll come back.
Yeah, you know, Matt, real quickly, TJ Maxx is on the naughty list. My wife is going to hate to hear that, but we're going to go in this year. We have shopped at TJ Maxx for a lot of our Christmas presents in years past. This year, we're going to go in and tell them very nicely, very politely to the people, some of the people we know in there, and say, sorry, we can't do it this year, and here's why.
Well, you know, CVS Pharmacy and Walgreens, they used to be on opposite sides of the column, so it was always pretty easy to go to the one and say, listen, those are always catty-cornered to each other anyway at the major cities and major intersections. I'm not going to buy here at this store. I'm going to go across the street to your competitor. Well, guess what? It didn't take but a couple years for people to do that, and magically, they both now appear on the nice side. So we have seen so much migration from the naughty side to the nice side. It's people making a difference. One major migration was a number of years ago, shortly after. In fact, it was the second year that we launched this naughty and nice list. It was Walmart, of all places. Walmart had holiday trees, not Christmas trees. And when customers would go check out, they would say to the cashier, Merry Christmas. The cashier was responding by saying, Happy Holidays. They'd say, no, Merry Christmas. And they would say, we're not allowed to say Christmas. We're only allowed to say Happy Holidays. We had customers call us, email us, and say they left their goods at the cashier, walked out. And guess what? The next year, Walmart, to their credit, changed. In November, they said, we're going to acknowledge Christmas early and often. They did, and they've done so ever since. So your voice makes a difference.
You know, Matt, over the years, I've had a number of people ask me with stuff like this, what can I do? What can one person do? But we see now that one voice added to other voices, one voice makes a difference. If people go in and very kindly and politely let these retailers know why they will not be shopping there, or on the flip side, if they are on the nice list, go in and say, here's why I am shopping here. Because you recognize Christmas and the reason for the season and call it Christmas and have a Christmas tree and do these things. Citizens, a lot of times they say, I want to be a citizen activist. What can I do? Here's what people can do.
That's exactly right. You need to make your voice known, whether it's against or for. If it's a company that's not acknowledging, don't just stop shopping there. They won't know why. You need to tell them. And if it's a company that is acknowledging, you need to not take it for granted, because you can bet some atheist is going to come by and say, hey, I don't like that Christian music. It's very offensive to me. So they need to hear multiple voices to say, you know, I really love that music that you're playing. Thank you for acknowledging Christmas. Thank you for Merry Christmas signs here in the store. I think you can make a huge difference, not only in the retail market, but if you know of situations where you have children in the school being told you can't say Merry Christmas, you can't wear red and green, as absurd as it sounds, we've seen that happen. You can't sing these Christmas carols, or someone's threatening a nativity scene, give Liberty Council a call, 800-671-1776. Go to our website, lc.org, and print off our material on the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign and keep us involved. You, too, can be a part of saving Christmas. Again, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Also, remember that we have had some donors bless Liberty Council. So any contribution between now and the end of the year, December 31, midnight your time, your contribution will be doubled. So every dollar you give, no matter if you do it repeated times, you can do one large gift or you can do several smaller gifts. Each contribution between now and December 31 will be matched. Your $10 becomes $20. $25, $50, $100 becomes $200, and so forth. You can give a contribution online. You can call us to give your contribution. You can mail it in. You can give appreciated stocks or property. You can call 800-671-1776. Not only pray for this ministry, which we covet your prayers, but we also want you to partner with this ministry financially, and you can double your gift this year between now and December 31. Any gift will be doubled. Go to lc.org or call us toll-free today.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.